Doesn't he look really white, Umberto? You okay?
He is white.
Looks pale. It might be the light.
I don't know. Are you sick? Are you sick or?
Still sick.
Who cares?
It sucks being sick. I've been sick since Thursday, huh?
You don't have to do the show if you don't want today. I don't know. It doesn't seem like you're in a good mood.
I'm fine.
All right. Alrighty.
Today's Monday, huh?
Yep.
That means there's no show on Thursday?
I won't be here.
Work?
Yep.
Eddie, do you feel, is your Felipe voice any good?
No, not today.
It already sounds like it as is.
Not today. Are we doing a full show or just to the guest and that's it?
Full show, Eddie. Just sit there and relax and take it easy. You'll be okay. All right, you guys ready?
Been ready.
All right. Okay. Here we go. You'll be okay, Eddie?
I think so.
Eddie, if you can make it to work, you'll be okay here.
I'll give it a shot.
There you go. 3, 2, 1.
All right. Welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. And Eddie's got his voice on today again.
Well, I thought his microphone was off at the beginning. Were you hacking up a loogie?
Yes.
Eddie, you know, you're famous for, I don't know, are you one of those people that like to be, you know, when you're sick, you want everybody to baby you?
Oh, no.
Are you a Steve? That's what Steve's trying to say.
I'm totally not like that.
No. Actually, I had flashbacks on Thursday.
I don't want to be baby. What? Because I sent you that time when I threw up in the bathroom?
Yeah,
that doesn't mean I want to be baby. I just want people to understand I'm telling the truth.
No, I don't like to be baby either.
Did you believe me I was sick after that, Alberto?
I believed you before. You didn't have to send it to me.
I just needed you to know.
If you said you were sick, you were sick. It was just not my problem, so I just ignored you.
I just wanted to share with the people I talked to that I was really sick.
Well, 1 hour before Thursday show, that's what I was doing too, but I have the wherewithal, you know, the good sense not to be recording and sending it to my friends.
Oh, you could have sent it to Eddie.
No.
No?
I would have sent it to your stupid ass.
Okay, here we go.
Should have sent it right in the show so you start throwing up.
Hey, your friend Ramon is here, so I know you guys got a pass, so it's good that you tuned in today.
It's Monday at the yard, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Monday.
We're on a different day.
Yes, we get all types of listeners, you know, people in lockup. You know, what is he? Is he in state or county?
I think it's a state.
Oh, straight prison, huh? Oh my gosh. Well,
he's in that tent jail with Sheriff Joe.
Oh, do they give him like a calling card, Eddie? You know about the jail thing, don't you?
I don't know.
We have to put
Eddie's
money.
Got cousins.
We have to put money on their card, on their commissary, whatever it is.
Oh. Let me see. Alberto's the one that asked me to get on the ride together. He's still talking about that Peter Pan.
I don't know what I'm really tired of it. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
I have no idea. I don't think I want to know of you and Ramon and Peter Pan together.
I think I would remember that because our combined weights, I'd be terrified on that ride, hanging from the roof like that. Probably 600 pounds of man right there.
600 pounds of man? What kind of ride is this?
Well, I was 230 and he filled out the rest.
Oh my gosh. Let me see here. Uh-oh. Let me see here.
And he needs to get on and tell the story.
You know what we're going to do, Alberto? Uh-huh. Can you, I know, I put you on the spot, but can you do the our sponsor real quick while I send the link to our guest? I guess it didn't go through, so I just got a message. So please just give me like 1 minute.
All right.
Alberto's going to talk about our sponsor.
All right. Nice or Nerder, we'll talk about natural wonders, if I can get to that webpage. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. They believe you can be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. To them, you are the Natural Wonders. And if you go to naturalwonders.com, wonders spelled W-U-N-D-E-R-Z, you can go there, you get all your products. They got the good stuff, shampoo, conditioners, lotions, face masks. They got all, you know, all the health products. You can make your order, you go to checkout, you enter the code, the M25 show, all together, the M25 show, you get 25% off your order. So, naturalwonders.com, if you're listening to the podcast, just go to the show description, you'll see the link right there and the promo code. YouTube, Facebook, easier way, just go to the M25show.com, you hit the sponsors link right there on the top, our number one sponsor, Natural Wonders.
Natural Wonders.
Oh boy.
Oh, you caught me off guard there.
Should I talk about Taco Che and more?
No thanks.
We got two more official.
Oh Lord, I just fell down. Hold on. Okay, I'm back. Oh,
did you faint like that weather girl?
No. You know, I don't understand all this stuff.
you know how to do tech?
No, okay, so check this out. Our guest is you know, he's going to come on the show, right? And for some reason, the link didn't send, right? Uh-huh. But I sent it. So while I'm resending it again, you finished the promo for our sponsor. And I have my phone in my hand, so I'm hurrying up, trying to put everything back together. And then I fell down on the table. And anyway, I guess should be here.
You know what? Next time you do that, don't put me full screen. I wanted to see that happen.
No, you don't want to see it.
I think all the watchers want to see that happen.
We got a guest coming on pretty soon here in a few minutes. And
if the link works.
After that, we got our first annual M25 Show 2023 Birdie Awards, Eddie.
The Birdie Awards.
Yes, it's our version of the Academy Awards of past guests and all that. So it's going to be we're a week late, but see, we're different. And we're actually, honestly, we're just a week late.
Well, they used to say the Academy Awards ended award season. No, now it's the Birdie Awards.
Yeah, it doesn't end till we say it ends. So after the interview with Warren Renfro, we will do our Birdie Awards. And we have everything here, so.
Then we're off for 10 days.
For 10 days?
Any relation to Hunter?
Hunter who?
Renfro.
No, but he's related to me.
Yeah, he's related to a less worthy Renfro.
Talking about. Oh, my God. So, look at here. Alberto's going to be off for 10 days. I'll be here. Eddie will be here, right, Eddie?
10 days.
So, you guys...
Not you. Alberto, don't say we. When you say we, Eddie jumps on that bandwagon, and don't do that. Because if you can't make it, that's fine. But Eddie needs to be here.
I thought that's why we're doing the show today.
No, we're doing a show because it's a special show. The guest, we talked it out so he can make it on a Monday. And is that okay with you, Eddie? I discussed it with you. You said it was okay, but now he's giving me the fifth.
Tune in Thursday. It's going to be Steve and Alyssa. And that'll make Steve happy.
Now, Eddie, well, Eddie will be here.
I understand.
Alyssa is off. Thanks, Eddie. I hate to make you come to the show. Shit.
I understand. We'll be here. I'll be here Thursday, boss.
Man, you sound like the people that listen to our show. Oh shit!
You sound like me at the fortress. I understand, boss. I'll be here on Thursday.
Oh my gosh! Was that why you're offset? God. No. Hey, you know what? It's okay. Well, the show's gonna go on, and then you'd be on next week. Yeah. Dang. Okay. Well, while we're waiting for our guest, like I was telling Eddie's being facetious over here, thinking he's related to Hunter Renfro. Warren Renfro is related to me, and he hasn't been... How long have we been doing the show, Alberto? I always forget.
Coming up on 9 years.
Okay, coming up on 9 years, and he's never been on my show. We've had other musicians of bands he's been in on the show, but I've never asked him on the show, and when he comes on, I'll tell everybody why. There's a reason, Eddie.
Oh no, the backstory.
Yes, it's a backstory. It's nothing bad. It's just you know.
It's ashamed of you.
Probably, but that's okay. No, it's you, when he comes on, we'll talk about that, and
it's a family matter.
Yes, I had ran into him on Christmas. I hadn't seen him in a long time. I ran into him and his family.
And he's, are you still doing that stupid show?
Yeah. That's what I like about you guys. When I'm at my lowest, that's when you guys are the happiest. And it's very strange that the people that I trust and I put my faith in will laugh at me when I'm down in the gutter.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
You can't laugh, Eddie, because you got a sore throat.
Yeah, right. It hurts Eddie to laugh, so.
Yes, it hurts. If he wasn't hurting, he'd be laughing his ass off. Oh. Too much. So anyway, what we should do is... oh my gosh, I can't wait to give out these awards. Hey, Alberto, we got these... I guess, can I show the award? Do you want to see the award? Or should we wait until the awards start? What do you guys think?
Is it a middle finger?
No, Eddie.
Oh, I thought...
I'm not going to... No, the bird, the statue of our...
It's a bust of Steve's face.
That's yes. What it is.
No, it's not. Okay. So now, here we go. Now,
what is that noise?
I know it's not me because I heard it last week when I was recording the Thursday show. So it's one of Eddie. You two.
Okay. There's this beeping noise. Eddie, do you hear it on your side or is it just me?
When right now?
Eddie says he can't hear nothing. First you can't talk, now you can't hear.
It's Eddie's pacemaker. It's a flatlining.
it's a beep. It just goes beep.
Eddie hears it loud and clear.
I bet if we said, Eddie, you know what? We're not going to do the show next week. He'd say, okay, right away.
Okay, here's what we do. You know what? Eddie and I take off on Thursday. You and Alyssa do it. And if we hear the beep, we know it's Steve. If we don't hear the beep, we know it's Eddie.
Okay, but I need Eddie here next week. Sorry, Eddie. You could take another day off, all right?
I have an alarm clock in my room, but I don't think it's that.
Well, you know what? When Eddie plays these games, it's him.
I know what it is. Eddie hasn't changed the battery in his fire smoke detector. You know how it starts beeping when you don't change the battery?
Well, maybe.
Oh, that's what it sounds like, yeah. Eddie, you don't even know what you got, do you?
No. Eddie thought it was going to burn down. He's not going to know.
I didn't hear it, though, honestly.
The whole show last time, Eddie, that beep was going off the whole show.
For Eddie, it's just background noise. He doesn't hear it.
Okay. Yeah, I can't hear my hearing is, my ears are clogged right now.
Yeah, he can't hear, but he's got these big old muffs over his ear for earphones, and he can't hear.
He barely hears us as we speak.
Okay, we're going to move on. Our guest is in the waiting room, Eddie. And you were wondering why Warren has never been on the show before. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you why. Okay, Eddie?
Let's hear it.
Eddie always wants to think there's some kind of bad backstory. There's no bad backstory.
I'm not saying it was bad. I just said it was a backstory. Okay. You got your reasons. I'm sure you got your reasons.
Of course. We're going to find out right now.
Okay.
We're going to bring out...
You're going to hear it from Warren or from you?
Well, from me first, and then we'll see what he has to say about it. How's that?
That's good.
See, Eddie's always thinking that he wants to hear from the guest because I'm going to say something wrong. I'm not going to say nothing wrong, Eddie.
There's two sides to every story, right?
That's right. That's why we got a guest here. And it's nothing bad, Eddie.
Okay.
That's what Eddie lives for, to see people fighting. And that's not what it's all about.
I don't like fighting. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yes, you are. I guess that's what...
No, like that. You want to see other people fighting. You don't want to do the fighting.
No, I don't like to see other people fighting.
Yeah, when me and Steve fight, man, he's a big old grin.
Okay, so our guest is Warren Renfro. Like I told Eddie, we are related, and it's a pleasure to have him on our show. He's been in past bands such as Final Conflict, Cadillac Tramps, Manic Hispanic, and the Greg Antista Band. And I don't think they're called the Greg Antista Band. The Greg Antista and the Lonely Streets, I believe. And I'm sure he's been in other bands in between. But those are the bands I've been promoting on our promo, Eddie. Mm-hmm. And we've played a few of his songs during our show. There have been intro songs and so on and so on. So we're going to bring out Warren Renfro right now. Hello.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. That's a good, yes. What do you got, the super mic on?
No, you know what? I've got
No, that's good.
Computer, so you want to? Can you guys control it and turn me down over there?
No. Fine. We like that. Sometimes we have somebody talking and we can't even. Their lips are moving, but we can't hear nothing.
You know, and the thing is, this is like this is Julie's, you know, cheap ass
little bike.
Yeah, she actually still uses it. Julie still uses an iPod, right? And this is what. Yeah, this is what she plugs into. So this is what I had to plug into with my work computer. So
sounds great.
Well, you know what, Eddie? We might have to tell all our guests to do this iPod mic because whatever they come on, we can't hear shit.
Yeah.
So every guest that's watching that wants to be on a show, go out and pull out your iPod mic and please use that one because this is a good sounding thing. Hey, Warren, how you doing?
Good. What's up, Steve? I actually have a question for you guys. So why do you think it was Eddie saying, why do you think I haven't been on?
Oh, say Eddie, he'll start it off. Let's go.
Let's see. Let's go. Why?
Let me pull up Eddie. What do you think, Eddie?
Family conflict or just haven't been in touch?
What's that?
Family conflict or just haven't been in touch?
We all get busy with our individual lives and stuff, but no, it's not that. In all honesty, why I haven't been on is, believe it or not, I have a very low self-esteem. And so it's kind of like, instead of like anybody say, oh, I'm above this, it's actually like I'm below this. Like, who the hell's going to want to talk to me? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So that's it.
That's it, huh?
Well, here's the thing too. It's like so if you think about the hierarchy of a band, right? Like, basically the bassist is the low man on the totem pole, right? So it's like, nobody wants to talk to the bass player, you know? So it's a lot of self, you know, when it comes to bass players, there's like a lot of self-depreciating humor, you know?
I like the bass. Pump that bass.
and Keith Richards, though, you know what I mean? So.
Mm-hmm. Alberto, do you have anything to say about this?
I just assume Warren was, you know, he knew he had all the talent and he didn't want to go down to Steve's level. I assume Warren heard all of Steve's previous CDs and go, you know what? No, I'm not associating myself with this guy.
Have you two ever worked together?
What's that?
Have you ever worked together?
What's going on over there? And get me off this full screen. Nobody wants to see me.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, that's better.
Music. Yeah, have you ever worked together? Like, has Steve chimed in on an album or something?
No, you know, no. See, it's like for me, like, well, the one disadvantage I have is that I have a full-time job, so basically, you know, it's like I have my full-time job, and that's it. I have a career, and with that, I just don't have, you know, like what I make the time for is what I have the time for musically, so.
Okay, do you guys really want to hear my side now, or?
Yeah, I'd like to hear.
Whatever, go ahead.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you why that I never asked Warren to be on the show. And there's nothing bad to it. It's just, I ran into Warren and his family on Christmas. Remember we ran into each other, Warren, when you...
Came back to your mom?
Yes, and we were talking, and I go, you know, I don't know how the show came up, but we're talking, and I go, yeah, I think Julie asked me, how come you never asked Warren? And I go, see, I like that she just straight out just asked, right? So I'd like that. So I go, you know, honestly, it's because I didn't want you to think that I wanted you to come on, like if I was using you or something, you know, for, you know, whatever. And she's all, he's your family. Who cares? So when she said that, I was like, yeah, you know what? I don't know why I was thinking like that. I didn't want you to think like that. And, you know, sometimes people think like that, and they should, especially when you're family, you know.
But you know what, though? There you go. And that's just a really good, you know, good example of how our brains work. Like me, I can honestly say, like, who wants to talk to me? Like, you know, who wants to hear what I have to say? And I really feel that way. I had no idea that you know, and it's fucked up that you had to feel that way, that like, oh, well, I don't ask. I don't, because that's never the case at all. You know what I mean? It's kind of, as I say, it's funny how our brains will work that way, and we'll just kind of make these assumptions, you know?
Yeah, because like I had told you, I've had other of your past or other band members that you still play with come on the show. And I don't know if I ever sat there. I wonder if Warren thinks why I didn't ask him, but I've asked his other bandmates. And I guess the more the thought of, well, I didn't want you to think what I thought. Like, I didn't want you to think I was using you. But I didn't even think, oh, I wonder if Warren's there going, oh, wait, he's asking so-and-so and so-and-so, and he hasn't even asked, you know. Just curious, I guess I was thinking. I wonder maybe if you're, now that I think about it right now, if you're curious about that.
Well, see, well, there you go. And there you go. I think it's like the first podcast I've done, so you're the only one that's asked, so there you go. That falls into, no one gives a shit about the bass player.
Eddie, what do you think about bass players? Do you give a shit about bass players?
I like bass.
I love bass players.
I like bass. Mm-hmm. I love bass players.
Yeah. Here's the thing. The bass, you know what, actually, like as a bass player, I'd actually I'd prefer to be known as or remembered for a good rhythm section versus being a great bass player. Because it's like, it's a rhythm section that holds everything down, right?
Yes. So, very cool. Yeah, I agree.
Listen, I don't care how good the guitarist is. If your rhythm section sucks, you know what I mean?
You'd be able to hear it.
The rhythm section and the rhythm section basically is the foundation that pushes, you know, the guitars and the vocals up. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. So a good bass and a good drum beat, right?
Absolutely. Good, solid. In the pocket.
In the pocket. Okay, did you see that last promo that we put up of you coming on our show? I'm just curious. With your first band, with the Final Conflict, Cadillac Tramps, Maticus band. You didn't see that one?
I didn't see that one, no. I mean, I saw a couple of the promos, but I didn't see that one. I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, I've kind of tried to put them in order of, I know there was probably some other bands you were in, but I put those four in. And, how did that all start for you to get into music?
A love of music as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. And in all honesty, like I can honestly say, well, you know what, you know our family dynamic, right? There, you know, I was raised by grandma and grandpa, but called them mom and dad because they were mom and dad to me. And so, your mom is genetically my aunt, but she's my sister. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And by line, it's like, you know, who your family are, who's your family, like genetics and DNA and plays no, you know, it's the people that you love and you have those relationships with, right? Exactly. So basically having, you know, so like your mom, I mean, for all intents and purposes, she's my sister, right?
Yes. Yes.
So seven older brothers and sisters and a big heavy music, you know, a lot of them had their own music. Your mom had her music. I remember your mom, you know, I was a baby, like, you know, your mom take, you know, getting stuck taking care of the kid, right? And your mom taking me places and the music that she'd go dancing to and the biggest influence, as you probably know, was Munchie, right?
Yes, yes.
And he, all the music he was into, it started off with, you know, basically kind of started off with the Beatles and Motown and you know, the Beatles, Motown, Stax, right? And just kind of built from there, just that love of music.
And, but You never pursued it as a career.
Music? Well, okay. Yeah. So here's the thing. It's okay. Like, as far as getting into music and playing music, like, so big fan of music. And then basically what happened is that you wanted to play. I never took a lessons. And then like the punk rock thing came around. Right. Mm-hmm. And here was the great thing about punk rock, right? And everybody has their own ideas of, well, punk rock was this, punk rock was that. And basically punk rock is accessibility, or was accessibility, right? Like, if you wanted to go see the band, you could. If you wanted to see the, you know, stand up front, right up front and watch a band, you could. If you wanted to hang out with a band, you know, afterwards and drink beer in the parking lot, you could. If you wanted to be in the band, you could, right? So I started playing in punk rock bands. And what was really good about that is that you could suck, right? And you totally did. Like, you totally suck and have the time of your life. So it got you past that learning curve that, you know, people pick up an instrument and they start trying to learn it, and they usually hit a stoplight, like where it starts getting difficult. Well, if you're stuck, even though you suck, but if you're having fun, you just kind of go right through it, and you're actually, you know, you pick it up at some point, and you're able to, you know, start doing, you know, you actually start getting okay at what you're doing, you know. Mm-hmm. But so
practice, huh? Practice makes perfect.
I hear you. I wanted to. It's funny how we were talking about family earlier, and there's two things that I don't know if you ever known, but I'm gonna say it now. As I remember when we were younger, I always thought you were my brother, my biological brother. That's the way I always looked at you. And I remember I was like,
but you're raised in the same house, you know?
Yes. So I remember it, and I remember Ronnie came out. Ronnie Phillips came out for vacation one time, right? Or yeah, that's what happened. And we were at grandma's house, and we were talking or something, and something came up where I either said, or Ronnie said something, yeah, my brother this, and I said it too, and then he said, oh, he's my brother, not your brother. And I go, no, he's my brother too. So we had this talk going back and forth, and he's like, yeah, come here for a second, let me you came in, and he's all, hey, Warren, he's all, am I your brother? And you're all, yeah. And he asked if I was, and you said no. And I was like, oh my god, that I had no idea. But like you said, we were raised in that house, right? Mm-hmm. When we were little, of course. And for some reason, I thought you were my brother for, I don't know, my little years or whatever like that. And I remember that. And it's like when you said that, it's kind of like how we were all raised. We were always together all the, you know what I mean? And you know what right. I mean? And mm-hmm. That was funny how you said that. And that brought up that right now. I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
So I wanted to share that with you.
Oh, I, you know what? It's funny. There's things that kind of, they kind of go under your nose. Like, that's funny. Like, well, I'm sorry about that. I didn't say there was no malice in it. It was just kind of like,
no.
Well, hold on. You got now hold on. This is like,
let's, well, let's, wait a minute, Warren. Hold on a second. I didn't. Okay. Guys and people watching, I didn't mean it that Warren said it out of, out of like putting me down. He just said my cousin Ronnie asked him, hey, you know, this is the way it is, right? And Warren said, yeah, you know, it was, you know, we were younger, so, you know, we just said it, no big deal. But I was like, oh man, I think I was kind of crushed there for a second, but I got over it. Okay, go ahead.
Well, see, the same thing is, as I say, those relationships, like okay, so you know, my brother Ron, right? And that, right, and the thing is like how there was a whole dynamic there, right? So like biologically they had a different dad who I looked at as my dad, right? But I didn't live with them, and like, as I say, once again, my relationships, I've never referred to them, you know, they're my brothers, they're not half brothers, they're, you know what I mean? They're, yes. they're either your people of your family or they're not.
Yes, you know, I hear you. No, it was well said. That's why.
But the thing is too, you got to realize too, even though like they came out and visited, I didn't live with them, and they were my brothers. I, you know, you and I, we live together every day. You know what I mean? So.
And Eddie, before I bring Eddie up for a question, I got one more thing I'm going to say before I forget. Another story you probably don't know about. When we were kids, Grandma and my mom, me and you were going to go to the movies. I believe it was in Brea, the Brea movie, the theater or whatever, the walk-in. Mm-hmm. And we were set to go see 101 Dalmatians. Oh, that's what do you remember? Do you know where I'm going with this?
I think I did.
So, you know, that was when the grandma was driving that red truck, right? Took us to the movies and dropped us off. And, you know, my mindset, Eddie, was we're going to go watch this Disney movie, right? Mm-hmm. So we get there. As soon as they drive off, my grandma, my mom, Warren's all, hey, man, hey, let's go see this movie, Rocky. You know, and I was like, Rocky? What the hell is Rocky? I didn't know what Rocky was. I think it was Rocky 2. It was Rocky 2 that came out. So, yeah, that's, we're not going to go see the Dalmatian. Yeah, we're going to. So we went and saw the Rocky. And till this day, I'm the hugest Rocky fan now, ever. So, I mean, I remember that time we did. I don't know if you remember that, but we were supposed to go see 101 Dalmatians. And as soon as we got there, Warren's like, oh, no, we're going to go see Rocky. So the plans changed right away. So I remember that till this day.
That's cool.
Do you remember it or?
No, I remember it. It's funny, but it's like it's funny. It, as I say, and that's that whole life thing. Like the little things that you do that you don't realize what an effect it has on somebody else. You know what I mean? So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let me bring Eddie up here. Eddie, you got a question for Warren?
Yeah. When's the last time you've picked up an instrument or done anything with the band?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Oh, wow. I play around all the time.
Oh, okay. He's still playing, Eddie. He's not.
I thought
he brought me on. I got a goddamn gigs coming up, dude. Come on, you think?
Hey, you have to have the promo, damn it, Eddie.
No, since he said he had a full time job, I just thought maybe.
Well, he works around it, Eddie.
But guys that have full time, you know, it's kind of funny. Like the way I equate it to is it's my golf game. You know what I mean? And like the band Greg Antista and Lonely Streets, like that's the one band like they're all my friends and we have a good time when we get together and rehearse. We like each other. You know what I mean? And like my golf. You know,
I was just curious.
What do you do? Okay, so what do you do when you're not doing the M25 show?
No, Eddie, what the hell do you do? Too. All right, there you go. Yeah, that's a good question, Warren. Yeah, what the hell do you do, Eddie? What do you do when you're here doing this show? Now, since you brought up Greg Antista, Alberto will probably like this because he always likes when I get shut down and all that. I love Greg. I love that band. I listen to that music all the time. But I had asked, I believe it was him, to come on the show. I talked to you about this, and it's no big thing. I wasn't hurt, but I remember Alberto sent me an email, or you sent me a text saying that somebody sent us a message saying that the show is probably not for them. Well, that was Alberto. I don't know if you know, but that was the Greg Antista band.
Oh,
and just let Greg know that I love your guys' music. I'm a big fan. Just so know, we're cool, and I get it. You know, this show's not for everybody, but
it was too rough for them.
What's that?
It was too rough for them.
Well, I think I know what it was, but you know, I think we kind of toned that down a little bit. So, you know, so I get it, I really do. But just let him know that I'm a fan of his band. Please.
I'm glad you like it. We enjoy doing it, so I'm glad you like it.
And Eddie, that's funny. He didn't see the last promo where I put music clips of those four bands. And the last one was the Greg Antista band, and I put your song, Worn by Warren, or I don't know what the title of the song is when you're singing the song, and I don't know, what is it called?
It's a parody of a Warren Zevon song.
Carmelita. Okay.
Yeah, it's a parody of a Warren Zevon song, Carmelita. And basically it was just like you know, like, so, you know, I've been playing music for how many years, and I've always wanted to have a song where I sing, and I'm not a singer, so, and that very well proved it, but I always wanted to, but basically it's like, hey, I want to have, you know, get a song on an album, on a piece of vinyl. Yeah, it's kind of like a little dream thing, and like, Greg's like, all right, let's make it happen, and he gave me a cut, so.
I thought it was pretty good. Oh, it sounded fine. I actually put it for, on our thing, so everybody could hear, so, you know, I wasn't too disappointed, or I wouldn't have put it out. But anyway, you see, hey, Greg's a cool dude, man. I really like Greg.
The whole band, they're really, as I say, they're my golf buddies. They're really good dudes, you know, really good players. You know, Greg's a great songwriter. So, and as I say, you know what, put it this way, it's like, you look forward to going, like, there's kind of a joke after you've been doing it for a while. So like musicians, I got to go to rehearsal. I got to go to rehassle. Right. But we enjoy doing, because like everybody has the same, you know, everybody has the same sense of humor. And I think, you know, half the rehearsal we're just bullshitting and laughing about stuff. So,
but it's fun.
Cool. I hope it's fun. Right?
Yeah, no, those are the best kind of times when you
get know together what? At my age, if it ain't fun, it ain't worth my time. If I'm not enjoying it, it isn't worth my time. You know what I mean? So.
Alberto, do you have a question for Warren? Because I know Roberto likes to find any thing to that's about me or whatever. So I'm going to let Alberto ask you a question.
No question. But I mean, Warren kind of made something clear. I remember when Steve wanted me to join his band, he was going to put me on bass. So,
Warren, you know, so I thought highly of you.
Warren said, you know, told me no. You know, that's the lowest man on the totem pole in most bands. So that's what Steve thought about me.
No, but also you have to have a good beat. You have to have a good back beat, right, Warren? You can't just throw anybody in there to throw the beat off.
No, absolutely, man. He's you know what, he wanted you there because you're the one that's going to hold it all down.
There you go.
I'm the one that's going to break everything apart.
I would have taken that as a compliment.
I would have smashed that bass guitar on the back of his head.
Oh, here we go. Let me see here.
Warren, is it hard to jump around from band to band, or is
you know what? Okay, no, it's not.
Remembering all those songs?
Yeah, I remember. Like, I'm sure they all play different kind of music, so you have to learn the music.
Well, here's the thing, right? Like one thing you learn, like over the course of years, what you learn and you get a feel for, it's rock and roll. Mm-hmm. 1/4 rock and roll. You know, 1/4 5. You know what I mean? And it's all. But like, put it to you this way: if you could play a Ramones song, you could play a Rolling Stones song. You know what I mean? As far as the root notes go, it's they're all similar progressions. So.
Because the only reason I ask is sometimes at church I have this guy playing a guitar, and then the next week he's playing the bass, and then so I've always wondered if it's hard to jump around like that.
Switching instruments? No, I don't do that.
No.
Eddie's getting really crazy here. Eddie, calm down over there.
I know a few guys. So one of the guys in Greg Antista and the Lonely Streets, the guy named Frank Agnew, who's kind of like a legend in his own right. The guy was the original guitarist for the Adolescents, right? Mm-hmm. The legendary Blue album and all around, and the guy could play piano, guitar, like any, you know, amazing guitar, amazing guitarist. But he could play piano, bass guitar, keyboards, pretty much anything you throw at him. So, mm-hmm. I don't know how people do.
It's something that people are just born with, you know, to be at that level of multiple instruments.
Yeah.
Because you can be taught to play, but I mean, I think
just born with it.
Yeah.
It's called talent.
Yeah. I tried the accordion, but it didn't work out.
Which one? I shouldn't say talent. I should say sometimes you just have it, you know.
Instinct.
Well, you know what, too, and it's also, as I say, I think it's also the patience, right? Like when I told you, like with the punk rock thing, you know, I sucked. We all suck, but you get to a point of doing it for so long, you get past that learning curve of where you're actually getting okay at it. You know what I mean? So, a lot of it is just being, you know, sticking with it. Mm-hmm. You know.
Very cool. We have a question here from Jerry Hurtado. Ask him when his next gigs are going to be. When it's time. Oh, well, what you got stuff coming up, and where and when and times and all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, we want to hear it now. Okay. So
yes. Let's do it now because I got other questions I got coming up, and let's get this going first.
Okay. So let's see. We've got next Saturday. I am playing. It's a big festival called Punk in the Park. And God, I can't even be like Pennywise, Suicidal Tendencies. I mean, it's a huge lineup, and that's going to be at the Ventura Fairground. Mm-hmm. And then in May, we just announced in beginning of May. So
what band is this one?
Okay, that's going to be Manic Hispanic.
Okay, right? Gotcha.
And primarily, this is all Manic Hispanic for the rest of. Then in May the 4th. Which that's going to be a fun gig. May the 4th, it's going to be the House of Blues Anaheim. It's going to be Manic Hispanic, the Aquabats, but the Aquabats have a side project. They go the Aquabats Tribute to the Cure.
Oh, cool.
And Plague Vendor, and I think it's Prabhat. I can't remember. Matamoska, I think it is, right? And then Saturday, we're playing with Non-Several. It's this hardcore band from... May the 5th in Maywood, Saturday with Manic Hispanic in San Diego, Sunday Manic Hispanic in Phoenix, and then at the end of the month, Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be Greg Antista's playing on Friday night, Memorial Day weekend, with the Reverend Horton Heat and Julian James Ness, who's Mike Ness from Social Distortion's son, mm-hmm. at a pool party for Punk Rock Bowling in Las Vegas. And then Saturday night or Sunday night in Las Vegas, it's going to be Manic Hispanic, Left Alone, which is the guitar player for Manic Hispanic's band, and then the Volturas. So that's, and we're kind of, you know, so everybody's in Manic Hispanic side, other bands are playing. So it's kind of like we're the Manic Hispanic family night. So,
okay.
Everybody's so got their own gig going, huh?
Yeah. Well, look at the Velturas were on it. And it's like, well, you know, and Left Alone, you know, they've made quite a mark. You know, they're both incredible bands. And it's kind of like, well, you know, the Velturas were on it. And they go, well, hey, why don't we put, make it a family affair and have Left Alone do it too. So that's how that worked out.
Man, so that's a little, that's a busy schedule right there, Eddie.
Busy schedule,
yeah. A lot of music going on. So, Jerry, I hope you're paying attention, Jerry, because I took time out of my time to read your comment. So I hope you're listening. You know, these people that watch us, Warren, and are listening to the podcast, especially on the live stream, they ask questions that they know we're going to ask. They just can't wait. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People who watch us, they know we're going to get to that point. Like you said, when I asked Warren, he's all, oh, we're going to get to that right now, because, you know, more at the end of the interview is when I would normally ask, hey, okay, give us your upcoming gigs or your perform, you know, what's going on. But some people just can't wait, Warren.
Give the people what they want, right?
That's right. Look at, we waited 9 years to get Warren on. Right? Let's see, Eddie. Let me pull Eddie up here. Eddie?
No, it sounds like
don't start no trouble, Eddie. Just,
no trouble. It sounds like you're busy. God, that's a full lineup. When did you say you're going to be in Vegas?
There'll be Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, Memorial Day weekend. Oh.
Memorial Day weekend. It's an event they have. It's called Punk Rock Bowling,
mm-hmm.
And it's put on by BYO, which was the band Youth Brigade and the Stern Brothers. They've been doing these shows for years. So I think I can't even remember. This has got to be the 20th. What's he trying to see? It's got to be damn close to like the 20th anniversary of them doing it. So it's every year. COVID shut them down for about a year, and you know, a couple of years, but now they're back.
Get some frequent flyer miles, huh? Jeez.
Driving
you
miles.
Drive. You drive, right? They drive.
They drive.
I either drive or I try to take my motorcycle. One of the two.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's, you know, I'm not much of a flyer because I'm scared of crashing, so I don't fly.
Scared and of boats? You're scared of planes? You're scared?
I'm scared of the ocean. There ain't no way you're going to catch me out on the ocean. I don't want to die out there. That's the one place I don't want to die.
You're scared of boats, trains?
Well, think about it, Warren. Say you're out in the ocean.
Oh, bro. Miles here we go
miles
again.
And miles away. Yeah, I got to let it out because it bothers me. And let's say that the boat is going to sink, right? Okay, first of all,
there's
ain't
boats.
Nobody going to come get you. And then on top of it, what if sharks or critters out there start eating you alive while you're dying? I mean, it's just, everything can go wrong. It could be a slow death. I'm sorry that it turned to me, but I just, they mention this stuff, it really gets me going.
Well, one, I get seasick as all hell, so you're not going to find me in the ocean too often.
So you're not going to do any cruise ship gigs?
You know what? I actually got sick. Like for my fifth wedding anniversary, we did a little cruise. I got seasick on a goddamn cruise ship.
Oh, man, that's right? Pretty like, big
like
ship.
Motion sickness. Then there's the other thing, right? I love the ocean. I love going to the beach. But like if I'm cruising around out there, you know, like wading through the water, and then like my feet go through like the seaweed or something like that. Like I look probably like a little girl, like yeah, I get away from it. So.
Just thinking something in there, a critter, right?
Oh, yeah. So.
Okay. In the past, we had one of your bandmates on, Brian Coakley. We've had Steve Soto. Uh-huh. We've had Ephraim from Manic Hispanic. Eddie, who else have we had? Have we had anybody else in Warren's band on? Those are the three I can think of, and none of them knew that I knew you. They were surprised. We were talking, and they're like, "Oh, you know, you know him?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm related to him." They're, "Oh, wow, how come you never said anything?" And I, you know, because when I asked him to come on, I didn't say, "Hey, you know what? I'm Warren's cousin. Would you like to come on my show?" You know, mm-hmm. We went to them like professionals and go, "Hey, would you like to come on the show? Talk about your upcoming gigs and all that good stuff."
Well, you know what? I mean, you would have automatically kind of thought, like, one, Renfro is not a very common name. And then actually, like, two Beaners with the last name Renfro is probably more uncommon. So it's like, I would have probably put two and two together. So,
well, Alberto can vouch for this because on the show page, we don't even have our last names on here. So they just know us for The M25 we're, show, Steve, Eddie, Alberto, and Alyssa. Yeah. Oh, Alyssa's not here today. You didn't get to meet her. Hopefully in the future you can come back on. And we have another co-host that's with us. Her name is Alyssa. So they probably don't know our last names.
We're kind of like Madonna and Cher, you know, we just go by the first names.
Hey, Warren, we're famous on here, all right? We don't want people, you know, stalking
maybe
us and all that.
Well, we can go catch him at the House of Blues.
Yeah, see, oh, maybe. Hey, if you don't want to worry about that, of being stalked, be a bass player. You'll be all right.
There you go. That's why I always thought Eddie was a bass player. He's the lone man out over there. let me see. Alberto, you got any other questions that have to do with music with Warren?
Yeah, no.
You see, Warren, you come on the show, you get the best.
Yeah, maybe we can catch a show at the House of Blues in Anaheim.
Come try to check it out. It'll be a fun one.
Who did we go see out there, Steve?
What's that?
Who did we go see out there?
Johnny Khan. We saw some dude, Johnny Khan. He invited us to go see him play. Very nice guy.
Condescending.
He's a punk rocker.
Another band I'd like to touch on that I played with. So real quick. I think it was Alberto who had asked if I had done this for a career, right? Or why am I not doing this for a career? And I came close. Cadillac Tramps kind of felt like it came close to like, hey, oh wow, I'm actually going to be able to make a living doing this. You know, we got to a level, you know, we built up, had a really good following. We started off, you know, six guys in one hotel room. Six guys in one hotel room, coming home broke, to actually getting our own hotel rooms and coming home with money and playing with the bigger bands. And so that ended, and I just wanted to play, you know, I wanted to continue playing music. Now, the thing is with the Cadillac Tramps, I completely loved the Cadillac Tramps. I mean, that was my band. And after that, I was just playing to play at that point. And one band I started playing with was this band called One Hit Wonder. And I think where my head was at the time, I was bitter because it started all over again. Like, you know, getting in a van and asking people, hey, can we crash at your house, and sleeping on hardwood floors. And I was real bitter, and I really took for granted what a great band it was. I actually recorded an album with them, and it's called, you can see it, you listen to it on Spotify. It's called One Hit Wonder. The album's called Outfall.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, and I started thinking about it, and I actually went and I revisited and played it, and I'm like, holy crap, this is a really good album. And as I say, I wish my head was in a better space to realize what I had when I was doing it at the time, but unfortunately it wasn't. But I mean, that was, I will chalk that up as far as like musically talented, some of the better, you know, another great band that I played with. And you know, I'm only reason I'm saying it is I feel that one, that band really deserves some air, because, you know, if you spin it, it's, so you can find it on the streaming platforms. It's a really good album.
You know what? You're right. I apologize. I actually had that CD. Warren, I had all your music. I don't know if you knew. I know I was running wild in those days, but I had all your music, and I still have some. You know, I still have, like, I have this. I still have this original.
Oh, that's a collector's item.
I have.
I
have this one. The Tombstone Radio is the only one that got lost, but I do have a copy that somebody made for me. But, you know, I got your Manic Hispanics, and I had all your stuff, Warren, you know, but, you know, I was in a, you know, doing my own stupid thing those days. And, but I was, like I said, we're family, and I supported you that way, even though you didn't know.
You know what I mean? Hey, just so you know, we all had our stupid days, right?
Exactly.
That's for sure.
Everybody has something.
And you know what? The best part is we made it back.
Yep.
Yes. Right? Yes, and that's remind me. I got another little, just a quick story. I was in downtown Fullerton, and, you know, doing my thing, right, having a good time, and this was after, Munchie left us, and everything was, you know, and Grandpa moved. Everything just seemed to split up so fast, you know, And I was down there and I was partying. I don't know. I couldn't tell you what joint, but it was somewhere down that strip somewhere. And I think it was on the corner. It's called Florentine's now, but back then it was called something else. I don't even know if it's called Florentine still, downtown Florentine, or is it still called that?
I think it's something else now, but I know where it was, on the corner of a harbor and
Wolf, yeah. But I think before then it had another name. I don't know what it was called, but I think I was in there and I ran into Julie. And when I saw her, first thing I thought, you know, all these memories came back of, you know, we all hung out at the house and everything. And I was talking to her, and I kind of just let her know how I feel about you, that I missed you. She said you were out on tour or something. And, you know, things that you try to not think about, you know, when everything's, you know, went with Munchie, Grandma, and then, you know, Grandpa left. And you just kind of like, all right, you got to go on with yourself. You know, you got your life. And then when I saw her, it made me think of you. And then everything starts, you know, and I was out partying. So I was just, it was kind of like, I just told her how I felt, that I missed you. And, you know, there's not much of us, you know, of this out here, you know, of our family, you know. And I don't know if she ever told you, but that was an incident that happened. And I guess what I'm telling you is that, you know, I just, you're my family, and it means a lot to me.
I feel the same way. You feel the same way.
But, Warren, are you from Oklahoma too?
What's that?
Are you from Oklahoma too?
So basically, the way we came about is that you know, the old man, or my dad, or Steve, called Grandpa. I call him Grandpa, Dad, whatever. He was in World War II, came out to California, and married a Mexican woman. So that is the progeny of the Renfro clan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Eddie, I'm not from Oklahoma. I just lived there. I was born here. I was born here, and we moved out there for a while and then came back.
Well, you know what the thing was, though, is so my dad, you know, he came, you know, as I say, he came out here during the war. So he's been here since the 40s. Mm-hmm. And he always talked about, yeah, I want to move back to Missouri, and I want to hunt and fish and yada, 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 right? And it's like, and so he kind of sold us all like, oh, well, maybe we should all move back to Missouri. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, by the time I came an adult, you know, I'd visited a couple of times, and I'm like, "Fuck that! I ain't going back there." Shit. Right. Anyway. Oh, hey, Liz. Here's the thing. It sounds good on paper. I just, you know, and anybody who always talks shit about, oh, I'm going to move to Texas, or I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Hey, go right ahead with that. Right. Let me know how you fare in the summer and the winter. You know what I mean?
Well, more power to you, huh?
Go. Right. Yeah, just
try that. And anyway, so he. You know, and as I say, what Steve said, it's just kind of like my mom died, and it just kind of, that was the start of the fracture. My mom died, and my brother passed, and then my dad moved away. And but selling that idea, right? Like, so like, you know, I had one brother move back east and another brother. And then my mom and her husband, he was actually from Oklahoma. They moved back. And so there's kind of a little mini exodus of our family. Going back there, so Steve's family followed suit, and then you know, they got back there and probably realized this ain't that great. Let's go back.
No, actually, why we came back is my mom wanted to come back because Grandma was sick, and she told my dad that I don't know if this is true, but she said we're either all going back, or I'm going back, or something. Or I want to go back because she wanted to be close to her mom. So that's why we headed back, because, you know, we were doing okay. I mean, I was growing up there. That's what I knew, you know. I made friends, and at that time, I didn't want to come back because I was already close to my friends. And now, would I ever go back? Probably not. Maybe what if, I don't know. You're right. It gets colder than shit out there, and it gets hotter than hell, for sure. Hot here is hot for us now, but out there, oh my goodness.
I don't know if you know this about Dad, but like, he, so when he moved back there, right, like, I'm gonna move back to Missouri, he moved back there, he hated it, right?
Did he?
Oh yeah, he hated it. He wanted to come back. Yeah. Well, you know, so here's something that's kind of interesting is, so when I got married, so this was what, 93, when I got married, I flew back to, so I wanted to bring him to the wedding, have him be at the wedding. And so you remember that? You were there?
Yeah, I was there. I was in it.
Right, yeah, right. So I drove, I flew back. That's right. You were. God damn. See?
See?
I can't remember.
you know,
I thought highly enough for you to put you in the damn wedding, so there you go. So,
Alberto, look at this. He forgot I was in his own wedding. I even stopped drinking for that day and two or whatever, just for you.
Well, I thought you were the flower boy. Maybe that's why
you forgot. That's been a lot. The flower boy, get out of here.
You know what? No, you know what, though? I actually have to sit there and remember, like right now that you brought that up, I actually, with the exception of Gabby as a best man, I had to sit there for a second and remember, wait a minute, who was all in it? And it's like, oh, it was you, Jeff Muller, and Brian, if I'm correct, right? Was there anybody else?
I didn't know anybody. I remember Gabby. I remember he came up to me. I guess my partner was his girlfriend, I remember, because he's all, hey, Holmes, stay away from my lady. That's all I didn't even know him that well, but, you know, I remember he said that to me. And I was like, I didn't even know who's who.
That's funny. So I flew back to get him, and we did this kind of drive cross country, you know, went up to Salt Lake City to see a friend of his or whatever. And so I was driving his car, and he would fall asleep, you know, he'd fall asleep. And one thing I thought was really cool is, you know, we left Salt Lake City, and we're driving, you know, went through Nevada, Reno, going back into over to Sierra's in California. And he was dead solid asleep, right? And keep in mind, he was also in the Navy. And as we crested up the Sierras to come back and dropping into California, he woke up out of a dead sleep and like, I could smell the ocean. Oh, I thought that was kind of cool, and he's pretty thrilled about that. So he couldn't wait to see the ocean.
Speaking of before we get out of here, speaking of Gabby and Steve, I want your feelings on them. I remember I didn't know Steve Soto personally. I did meet Gabby, but I remember when Steve came on, I had talked to him to come on the show. And he was a very, very cool dude. He went all out to come on the show. He asked me if he could do this and bring so and so on. You know, everything was very cool. And I thought, I never met him before, but just dealing with him on coming on the show, he was very, very good person to us anyway. And I'm sure, I mean, you know him better than us, but I guess you're his friend. Is he the same way in with everybody else?
I best I can say it for me, the loss of those two guys was catastrophic, because you know what, like, we all have our inner circle, right? And like within, you know, a year and a half, my inner, you know, two of my inner circle were wiped out. Mm-hmm. And it was very different experience for both, basically. You know, I mean, you know, it, you know, I watched Gabby die for 2 years, right? And so when he went, well, as sad as it was a little tiny bit of relief. And then with Steve, it was like, it just came out of nowhere. And you know what I mean? Like I talked to him, I think I talked to him like a couple of nights before. We were making plans, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, and that one was the equivalent of like somebody sneaking up behind you and hitting you with a baseball bat. You know, it just like, it came out of nowhere. And but you know, the paradox of it of the two is that, like, I'd rather go like Steve, you know what I mean? Like he had a good day, he got up, he, you know, visited with his, you know, hung out with his niece and nephew, had a good meal, like, you know, had a nice day and laid down and took a nap, right?
Yes.
That's the way to go, right? Like I wanna go having a good day versus, you know, the long, slow, painful goodbye. So, but as I say, once again, it's the ones that you leave behind that have that instant loss that are hit. So, yeah, those kind of it. As I said, those two guys were my people. You know what I mean? And I lost them. And it's been a hard hole to fill.
I hear you.
I bet.
Like I said, Steve was very, very, very cool with us. Very cool. He went all out for when he came on for the interview, asking if he can do this, that, and instead of saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, you know what I mean? That's what, and I would have done it, but just the way he was very gracious on, hey, is it okay if we do this? You know, kind of like organizing and asking if it was okay. And I was like, oh, of course, man, you're going to be our guest, whatever you want, you know? And he was very cool. Unfortunately, I never had Gabby on the show, but would have loved to have him. And I know he's one of your best friends, if not your best friend. And, you know, I met him a few times when he used to go to the house, you know, before you guys would take off, do your tours or whatever. I remember seeing him. And you pick up the guitar and play a little something, you know, on your little acoustic guitar. I remember those little things. And those guys, I remember coming over before you guys would take off and you would have your band. I think it was Cadillac Tramps. And then I don't know if it was your manager or your road manager or whatever would be with you. I remember those times where you guys would load up your little thing on the back of the car and then take off.
Best of times, man. Those are good fun years.
Very, very cool.
Good memories, huh?
Good memories. So you got a busy month.
It's a beautiful thing, though. They say now I'm actually being able to do Dorth. I have a career that's going to get me, you know, hopefully I'm going to be able to retire in a few years and I still get to play music. So that's cool. A nice thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. You know what? I got to say, I'm so happy that you came on the show.
I'm glad.
I didn't know. I thought you've done others. I have no idea. You know, we don't, like you were saying, we have our own lives. And like when I saw you at Christmas, it was nice to see. I hadn't seen you in a long time, you know. I think when last time I saw you was, I think my mom was not feeling so well, but we met up there. And Eddie, you know, family, sometimes we got our own lives to do, like I said, you know, it makes you think about things and think, hey, you know what? We're all getting older. There's not much of us out here, so.
Shit, sometimes it's just a pain in the ass getting out of bed sometimes, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, look at Warren, he didn't even know I was in his own wedding. Crazy. Damn.
I had to stop and remember who the hell was when you brought that. I was like, oh, yeah. Like, and then it made me think, when you said that, I go, oh, that's right, you were. And then I actually had to think, and I'm like, wait, who else? I remember Gappy, obviously, but I had to stop for a second, like, wait, who else was? And it took a second, so.
You see, Warren, when you come on the show, you learn things and you remember things. It's a good thing you came on. Now you remember who's in your wedding. I do.
But there you go. So that should say something to you that I thought enough of you to ask you to be at my wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was honored to be there. I was there. I even showed up.
I asked you what I wanted. There you go. I rented the tux and everything, man.
Yeah, I've got rented. Cool. Still got it. What are you talking about? I bought that thing. Still hanging up in my closet. All right, Eddie, you got anything for Warren before we get out of here?
No, it's just nice meeting you, and best of luck on the tour, all your gigs, and enjoy what you're doing.
Manic Hispanic. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, and. Brian,
you didn't ask Alberto if he had anything to say. Alberto's just kind of sitting there all mellow and shit. You know what I mean?
Last time I asked him, he said no.
That's just my role. I sit here and listen.
Well, fuck Alberto then.
Okay. Hey, it's a Renfro tradition, that sentiment. Man, I see it runs in the blood.
But I do want to say when Brian and Efren came on, they were really, really cool people and said a lot of nice things about you. I think Dan Palmer, he's been a guest on a show. Okay. He sent me a message saying you're a really cool dude. I know I had talked to the singer for TSOL, and we chatted a little bit, and he was talking about you. He never made it on the show, but I know he said you were really good people, and I'm trying to think if I, you know, that mentioned your name and stuff like that. So. I hear, you know, a lot of people say a lot of good things about you, so just thought I'd let you know. And of course us, you're a friend of our show now.
I am a friend of, yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, sometimes it takes 9 years. Hey, and I know you asked me, we're on Spotify too and all that, iHeart. I just found out we were on these things. I just do a show. It did take off, that's great. And Alberta was just telling me we were on these platforms for the podcast anyway. So, if you ever want to check it, I don't know. Everybody has their little sites where they go if they listen to music or podcasts. You know, it's either iTunes or iHeart or. Yeah. It's always good to be on all of them in case somebody goes, "Oh, are you on this one I listen to?" Well, no, we're on this other one. So, more than likely, somebody's not going to change their whole life of music streaming to go listen, you know, to a show. So it's good for us. We got to expand to all of it. You know what I mean? But anyway. Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. Good interview. I'm just happy you came on. I'm happy we saw each other, and we do need to keep in contact more. You got my number, and And likewise, I got yours. Likewise. And just keep in touch. And especially in the holidays, we got to try to get together and, you know, get some laughs in and just see each other.
Yeah, you know what? You know, it seems that as of late, just in an overall general basis, like, growing up with the whole punk rock thing, hard lifestyle, wild people, hard partying lifestyle. And over the course of years, I've been to a lot of funerals, right? You know, sooner than people leaving sooner than they should be. And now that we've gotten through that, we've gotten to adulthood now. Now that natural selection is kind of starting to kick in. Now, you know, now we're at the age where Mother Nature is kicking in versus, you know, self-inflicted. And so right now it just seems like, you know, I'm losing people that I know at an exponential rate right now. It's kind of, it's a pretty big bum out. So yes, we should, you know, tomorrow's not promised, and we should make it a point to get together more often.
Yep. Exactly. You're definitely right on that one. Makes you think about it, especially like me too. You know, I know I'm getting older too, and thinking, you know what, I'm getting old, you know, that's gonna be me one day, you know. And just gotta enjoy it while we're here.
Well, so I know, so just age wise, so I think if I'm 50, I'm gonna be 58 this year, so you've got to be coming up on 52 this year.
I think I'm like 45 or something. Like, let me see here.
Steve claims he's in his 20s, man. Tune in October for his birthday show. You'll hear all about it. He's only 25.
Hey, before we get out of here, there's one Eddie will like this. There's one thing that I never forgave you for. One thing. Okay, Eddie, this makes Eddie and Alberto smile because they like confrontation. A long time ago, I wrote a song called Adios. And I thought you were going to use it for at least Manic Hispanic. And you never did. I don't know if you remember that. I don't know. I wrote something, and I remember you read it and you laughed about it. And I go, you should use that someday. This was before Manic Hispanic started. And then I thought, oh my God, this might be my chance. He's in this Hispanic band. Maybe they'll use it. So I told Efren about it. He said, oh, really? He probably just forgot about it after the interview. Anyway, I don't want to throw that out there. See, it makes you think of all kinds of things that happened in the past, and I like that. It's good stuff.
See, but here's the thing. That is the advantage to being a bass player. Hey, bro, I'm just a bass player, man. I don't make those choices.
Yeah, I remember, but it wasn't my call, right?
Warren took that paper to the... Go ahead.
And for the most part, it's actually the way it works. It's kind of like, okay, what are we doing? What do you want me to learn? That's the way it was. I can honestly say I have never taken a song, with the exception of wanting to do that cover, which Greg blessed. I've never taken a song to a band and said, hey, let's do this one. So
I think that was the first time, and Warren learned this lesson. They all laughed at him, tore up the paper. Oh, this is crap. Who wrote this? Did you write it, Warren?
Oh, you said no. I don't know. My cousin wrote this shit.
I found it on a bus bench. I thought maybe it was good.
One of the things I feel bad about when we were little. One of the things I feel about when we were little was Steve, right? So like, okay. So once again, Mexican house. So if you grew up in a Mexican house back in the day, you know, what, like in the '70s, '80s, right? There were broken down cars and strategic places in the yard where they're out of the way. And we had this old broken down red Dodge Dart sitting in the backyard. Right? How'd he even got in the fucking backyard? I don't even know. But it was right? Okay. So you're either gonna step in fucking, you're gonna run into a fucking, you watch out stepping into dog shit, right? Right? And then Steve was little, right? And I, you know, we're out in the backyard playing, right? Oh my God, remember that backyard? It was either dog shit, the fucking broken down car, or that big hole that somebody dug that no one ever filled in. I think they cooked a goat in it at one point, and they never refilled the goddamn thing. And I picked you up. All right, you picked you up, and I stood you on top of that Dodge Dart, right? And all of a sudden, and you started, like, your legs started going, you're going, hot, 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 and you started pissing the pants, right? And I got freaked out, and I still feel bad about it. And I pulled you down real quick, and I ran in the house and hid because I thought you were going to wrap me up, and it made you pee your pants to get you into the...
I still feel
bad for that.
What made you think of putting a kid on a hot, those are all heavy metal cars, man. That's hot metal.
Stupid kid. I don't know.
I don't remember that.
I wasn't thinking.
Stupid kid shit. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm just happy you didn't put me down on the big pile of that, the big mountains of shit that was back there at times. We're talking mountains, Eddie. They look like mountains, right, Warren?
Or Mount Fuji back there, man.
look like fertilizer. A pile of fertilizer.
If we had cell phones back then, people would take selfies with those things.
Lean them like this.
You know those emojis they have of the shit now? Mm-hmm. Imagine that. They look like that. They're big old mounds like that. Surprised they didn't have smiley face on it.
dude, imagine, I actually had a party. Like I had a party at the house where like bands played and they sold tickets about a keg of beer, right? Hey, I didn't even think up to fucking pick up the shit, man. People were shopping and shit, falling in a fucking hole.
Oh man, people went home. They knew they went to a party, drunk, full of shit, all messed up.
That's too funny.
All right, Warren. Well, thank you so much for coming on, and everybody. I'll replay back and I'll post the dates of your shows coming up. Right. They're mostly in Vegas, except for the one in Anaheim, right? Anaheim House of Blues?
Yeah. So Anaheim House of Blues. And one's actually in Maywood, and that's going to be a hardcore show. It's a band from Spain called Non Several. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And then everything is like San Diego, Phoenix, and then Vegas. So.
Very cool.
And then next weekend at the Punk in the Park in Ventura.
Very cool. Well, have a good time doing what you love, and
yes.
we support any band you're in. We support you, and don't forget to tell. Let's see, we know Brian, we know Greg. Well, we don't know Greg. Tell Greg we said hi, because maybe one day we can have him on and tell him I get it. But we're a little more. We fixed a little few things, so you should feel comfortable coming on now. So, but Ephraim and Brian. Brian's a very cool dude. He's very, very nice to us. And ask him when you see him if he's ever got on that motorcycle and rode down PCH in his assless chaps. We got to know. We challenged him to do that, and we never heard back from him, so we don't know if he ever did it.
You know what? I got a motorcycle. How much money you got? I'll do it. Everybody's got a price. That's right.
Yeah, well, we'll see what we got in our Eddie, what do we call it? Our fund.
We get to check our budget
and see if we got enough to get that going on. All right, Warren, tell everybody we said hi. Tell Julie, the boys, and take care of yourselves, and we'll see you guys soon for sure.
We'll see you soon too. Hey, Eddie, Alberto, thanks you guys for being gracious hosts.
Thank you for coming on.
Hey, before we go, Alberto, you got something to say to Warren?
No,
yeah, something. Just say you want to hear any trash on me. That's what makes you happy. Just ask him.
You know, you don't know me at all. Okay, Warren, thanks for coming on, and sorry having to deal with Steve. You should have left him on top of that car. I don't know why you took him down. you should have stuffed him in the trunk. That's what you should have done.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna try to if you'll have. I'll see if when we get some more shirts, I'll send you a t-shirt or something.
Please do. Yeah, be great.
You could use it as a car cover or a bathtub mat or whatever. Yeah, or you could wear it.
Now you see that underlying fat joke. See that? Hey, I haven't seen your shirt, but hey, you could use it as a car cover. Right on.
Okay. No, I don't like that.
You can wipe your guitar, your bass guitar.
Yeah, you could shine up your bass and all that.
I back it. Send me a shirt. Triple X.
All right, you got it. All right, Warren, you take care. Have fun on your tour, and be safe.
All right, yeah, you guys be safe also. Take care.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care, Warren. Bye-bye. Too funny. You have to let yourself out, Warren. See, we feel bad when we kick people out. We feel bad, so we want you to let yourself out the door.
Oh, really? That's how it worked.
Well, wait a minute. We'd like to do... you see?
That was directed at you.
I'm not the only one, all right, guys? I am not. Oh, there he goes. Eddie putting on.
Damn. I'm glad I made it.
Glad you made it.
Made it to the show. I thought I was going to start sneezing or something.
Oh, stop it. Stop it, Eddie. All right, here. So let's get this. Everyone, that was Warren Renfro. Go check out on his Instagram page. He's not on Facebook, but you could go to Instagram. Just type in Warren Renfro. And all those dates he talked about he's playing is on his Instagram. That'd be the best way to go check it out. So All right, Alberto, it's that time. Okay, first of all, Alberto, before we do this, there's a story that you posted on our GroupMe about that teacher. If you look on... Okay. Oh, there's another thing that I found out. Eddie told me last show you weren't here, but we were talking and on our notes that I write for the show topics. Once I send it to you once and I just leave that on the same page and I change the topics, it changes on that same thing. So I don't have to resend it. It just automatically changes. I was like, oh, shit, I wonder if Eddie's seen all my personal shit. Well, but luckily, it's just that one page.
But I don't have an iPhone, so I don't know where it is. So I don't know. I can't see it.
It's that cheerleading coach where she slept with a student 300 times, and then now he's in counseling because there's something or.
Well, I don't have the story. That was just the screenshot of the story. Okay. I mean, sorry.
Okay, I'm sure you got another story lined up before we get to our birdie. So I got to get the birdie stuff here.
Oh, she had sex with her underage boyfriend.
With the students. She had
daughter's underage boyfriend.
Oh yeah, Eddie, you have it, right? Read it. You can click it. He doesn't have it. He just said had it.
Let me see if I can put it.
I need you to do this, Eddie. Give me 1 minute, and then we can get out the birdie awards.
Give you another minute.
Oklahoma cheerleading coach is arrested for having sex.
Oh, hold on, Eddie. Hold on. Give me a second.
Eddie, all we have is a headline, so read it real slow. He needs a minute.
Okay, I'm gonna leave you both up there. So hold on, I'll be right back. So you guys can do that news, and I'll be right back, and we're gonna have the birdie awards.
Brother, why don't we just like
Oklahoma cheerleading coach is arrested for having sex with her daughter's underage boyfriend more than 300 times. Teen now in rehab calls her manipulative and controlling. Former Oklahoma cheerleading coach Jennifer Hawkins, 45, is accused of forcing a 16-year-old student into a long-running sexual relationship. The relationship allegedly lasted between 2017 and 2022 and was revealed to the school district after the victim sent a letter from rehab stating the allegations. The now 21-year-old claims he was raped and forced into sex upward of 300 times and met Hawkins through her daughter, who he dated. That's it.
What do you think about it, Eddie?
I mean, God, if I was 16 and sleeping with the teacher, I wouldn't.
When you were 16, you had a girlfriend. Would you want to sleep with her mom?
Depends on the mom. Depends on how hot she was.
I don't know. You believe this kid, or is this some...
I believe it.
He's in rehab, and then, you know... Probably
I don't know about being raped, though.
Probably looking for reasons to blame somebody to blame for his problems.
I don't know about being raped, though.
He was probably having a great time, and then, you know...
Well, yeah, it's 16.
Well, it's rape. It's, you know, statutory. You know, if you're an adult...
Statutory rape,
If you're a woman and you're having sex with a boy, and you are raping him... legally.
But let's see what in Oklahoma. I don't know
they're all different. Age of consent.
Yeah, they're all different, so that but me personally, I would think I'd be bragging. Hey,
happiest point of your life, huh, Eddie?
Yeah. 300 times.
Hey.
In 5 years, I mean that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a long-term relationship right there.
If anybody should be pissed, it'd be the daughter.
Right.
All right, guys, it's that time, guys. I what happened? Did she go to jail or what? I missed the story.
It didn't say.
It's working its way through the courts.
Through all that, it didn't say, huh?
No, it didn't say whether she's just. It didn't say whether she's being accused or. I mean, she's accused, but it doesn't say whether she's going to jail or none of that.
All right. Okay, you guys ready?
Part-time.
Eddie, you had a whole minute to talk about the story. You didn't get it all out yet?
No.
And Eddie, are you getting the story from my page?
We got it all out. Yeah.
You read it from your phone.
See, that's pretty cool, Eddie. I like that. Then I don't have to send it no more. Except for Alberto, I'd have to send it, right? Because he doesn't have an iPhone. I like that. First, I got scared, though, because I was thinking, oh, man, I wonder if it's sending all my info, all my stuff
that I want to hide from people. Eddie's hacked your phone. He can see everything you're looking at and all your pictures.
Oh, no wonder he's happy. All right, guys, we're going to get going to our awards, Eddie, because I know Eddie loves the show so much and he doesn't want the show to end. So let's get to it. Okay, let me see here. Let me see what's going on here. Jerry said he was booked for time. I'm pressed for time. That's why he was asking for the gig dates and all that.
Well, it's available forever after.
Yeah. Then just go to his Instagram. You can see it there or follow his page. If you're interested in the show, you think that people would be following him, no? It doesn't matter. Everybody knows now. Okay, guys, this is our first annual M25 Show 2023 Birdie Awards. Now, this is our version of the Academy Awards, and we're going to be reading the winners of here's the trophy they're going to be taking home, Eddie. See? Okay. There it is. Everybody see that?
It's a parakeet.
No, Eddie, it's a bird, Eddie. Don't be labeling stuff, all right? Okay, here we go. Let's get this underway. I know everybody's let's put some of our Academy Birdie music on. Let's see, hopefully it's not too loud. All right. We're gonna
hear it up there again. What disco's this shit?
Hey, it's our theme song. I had to pay big money to get these guys.
Those were the AVN Awards.
Okay, so the first people that are up for an award, it's between Joe Rogan, Howard Stern, and the M25 Show. And this is for Show of the Year, who people tune in the most to see.
We're going to the big award?
Let me finish.
We're going
let
to the big finish. Award first?
It's Joe Rogan is on what? Is he on Spotify?
Yeah.
Okay, he's representing Spotify as Entertainer of the Year. And Howard Stern is on Satellite Radio, and he's up for Entertainer of the Year. And yours truly, me, Alberto, Eddie, and Alyssa, we're up against them. So let's see here. I got the magic envelope, Alberto.
Eddie's dying right now.
Eddie, don't die yet. We're up for an award, all right?
Hey, Eddie thinks he has to die to get the award. He wants to get the sympathy vote.
Hey, that'll be one award well, let's see here who wins here. Let me open the magic envelope. Let's see here. And the winner is the M25 Show, Eddie. We won. We beat Joe Rogan and Howard Stern. The guys that supposedly rule the world, right? And entertainment. Well, since we won the thing, you guys will get the award through the mail. Or if I get to see you in person, I will deliver it to you.
So that was the Birdie Awards?
This is... No, hell no. This is... We were just... I just did the Show of the Year first because I wanted to show the trophy off. So there it is.
All right.
Now we're going to go for the rest of them. Now, you guys are probably... Next one up is for Best Mistress Guest, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? You have any clue who might win this one?
I think we only had
Mistress
one.
Amy?
You see, the Academy Awards don't stop until the birdies stop, all right?
Mistress Amy?
This one is for Best Mistress Guest. And the winner is... Mistress Amy, Eddie.
I guess
here we
right.
go. I always forget everything, but here we go. Alberto, look at we got...
Yeah, the M25 show didn't get any applause. There were a lot of Howard Stern fans in the audience.
Yeah, they were disappointed. They thought it was a farce. Well, the people voted, and they chose us over Howard Stern and Joe Rogan. Okay, here we go. Now we got Best Award for the Best Advocate Guest, Eddie. Best Advocate Guest, Eddie.
Okay.
Yes, this is be the award for Best Advocate Guest. And the winner is... Devin from Dogs from Devin. Yes. The people have spoken, Eddie. The people on the, what do you call it? People on the panel have spoken. This isn't a people choice award. It's people on the panel have spoken, and they chose Devin from Dogs for Devin for Best Advocate. All right. Now we're going to Best Female Actress Guest, Eddie.
Best female actress.
I guess a guest that we had on that's an actress. Let's see what we got here. Open the magic paper here. And we got this Michelle Martin. Michelle Martin wins for Best Female Actress. Yes, Eddie, the panel has spoken, Eddie. Look at Eddie's in shock. Eddie's in shock that we won the Personality Award of the Year. Aren't you, Eddie?
Yeah.
You don't even know where to go, do you? Now we have Best Male Actor that's been a guest on our show. Eddie, open up the magic envelope. And the winner is Scott Ham Duenas. Am I saying his last name? I know he likes the new last name on there. Duenas? Yes. I can't use my tongue roll. Eddie. Alberto, how do you do that?
I believe that's right.
Eddie, can you do the tongue roll?
Eddie can't do much right now.
Is Eddie frozen?
He might be. He might.
He's still in shock. He's still in shock. Scott Ham Duenas.
I think Eddie's done.
Has won the Birdie Award for Best Male Actor as a guest.
I think Howard Stern cut Eddie's camera.
Yep. Okay, here we go for the next one. For Best Live Musical Performance by a Guest. Open up the magic envelope.
And Eddie's gone.
Oh, he just left. And
I think his camera cut out.
He'll come back on. And the winner for Best Live Musical Performance is Rod the King. Remember Rod the King?
Yes.
Yes, the panel has spoken. Rod the King, congratulations.
The panel has spoken?
Huh? The panel has spoken.
This was sponsored by North Korea, I guess.
Okay. Oh, now we got Best Intro Song for the M25 Show. Oh, let's see what this one is, Alberto. Everybody's on pins and needles. Let's see. And the winner is Scott Gerling for the show song, the intro that we do right now today, Highway Star. What do you think, Alberto? The panel has spoken. Yeah, that sucks that we didn't get applause. Okay, here we go. We're coming down to the end here. Funniest appearance by a female. Oh, wow. Look at this one, Alberto.
Uh-huh.
Let me open up magic. The birdie goes to, let me see, funniest appearance by a female. The birdie goes to the Cougar of Comedy, Alberto. Very funny lady, huh? Very funny. Man, that really gets me upset that we didn't get no applause.
The panel has spoken.
Yes, the panel. I guess they did speak, huh?
I guess.
Okay, this is.
I guess that he's not coming back. So.
I guess not.
How did
he make himself freeze like that? That's what I want to know.
I think that he probably just unplugged his computer. He goes, "I'm done with this."
He probably asked his brother, "Hey, help me out and make it freeze." So then, when it freezes, they know it was a technical difficulty.
Maybe it wasn't an accident. I think his brother just didn't pay the internet again.
Oh, right there in the middle of the show, they cut him. Okay, here is the winner for the funniest appearance by a male. Let's see if the magic envelope here, Alberto. Let's see here.
I better win
and
this one.
And the winner is Dan Palmer. Remember Dan Palmer?
Nope.
It must have been that 7-Eleven story he told us about how he had to turn his steering wheel left to honk a horn. No, you got to go back and listen to the show.
I must have missed that show.
Okay, here we go. Now we have for best performance by a female guest. Let's see here. Let's see. Best female. Best performance by a female guest, and the birdie goes to Reagan Bugmuncher. Remember her, Alberto? Did she put those goldfish tanks on her eyelids?
I try to forget that.
Hey, look who's just joined the chat is Rod the King. Rod the King, you just missed. You won an award. You won an M25 Show Birdie Award. And do you remember what it's for, Alberto, for best live performance?
Yeah.
All right. So we got to move on. Now we're going to go to best performance by a male, a guest that was on our show for best performance by a male. Let me open the magic envelope here. Oh, this one's hard to open up. And the birdie goes to CeCe Kenyon. Remember CeCe Kenyon, Alberto?
Yeah.
He did that breakdancing stuff. Well, Alberto, we're up to our last award. And I know people are devastated that the birdies are going to end, but we have to keep it rolling.
I'm devastated. This last
award is for Guest of the Year. This is Guest of the Year, 2023 Guest of the Year. Let me open this sucker up. Let's get this thing out of here. And the winner is Peter Dankelson from Pete's Diary. One is taking home the birdie, 2023 birdie for Guest of the Year. Congratulations to everybody that won a birdie. And it's our first annual. So if you want a birdie, you're going to have to come on the show. You got to ask to be booked and come on and put on a show. You can't win one for nothing.
So the next year's award year starts today?
Yes. Starting today is the next takeoff for the 2024 Birdie Awards next year.
The panel have to take better notes this time.
Yes. Yes. The panel need a little help too. That way we could get it together and have it organized in the best way possible. So everybody,
we'll have a better production value next year. We'll promise.
Yes, the budget was a little off because we spent it all on
trophies,
strippers, and coke. Oh my goodness! Well, thank you very much, everybody that won an award. I will get a hold of you and I will mail out your. Let me blow this up so everybody can see it. The M25 2023 Birdie Award. These will be mailed out to you. If you won one, it'll be mailed out to you as soon as I get your address and all that good stuff. All right, Alberto, that is it. Let's see here. Now I can go back to the Rod the King. Yes, he's watching. Thank you, Rod, for a great performance and winning your birdie. I will get a hold of you after the show, get an address, and mail out your birdie for you. Poor Eddie. Man, I swear, that guy, he didn't even come by or text to say, hey, sorry. He usually texts and he'll say, hey, sorry, I had to leave like that. Oh, he did. Let's see what he says.
Oh.
My computer went dark. Don't know what happened. Man, guy's got a lot of excuses.
Oh, his computer
went dark? I think Eddie went dark.
He probably, it's not plugged in, Eddie. You got to plug it in.
What he did, he unplugged it from the wall and he's all, shit, my computer went dark.
No, you know, it has a laptop, so it has a battery, and the battery died. That's probably what happened. He didn't plug it in.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, next year our budget will be much better for the Birdie Awards. So if you want a chance at grabbing one of these beauties, it starts today. So from today until next year.
Warren Renfro was
about a week before we do it.
Warren Renfro is the first candidate, I guess, for Guest of the Year.
Yes, Warren Renfro is the first guest that could be considered for a Birdie Award. So if you want to come on the show.
Sorry, Dee Dee, you missed a cut.
Oh, she did. Yeah. That would have been. Oh, look who's back.
Oh, right.
Eddie. It's because Eddie won an award. That's why he's not leaving now.
Eddie got kidnapped by Howard Stern.
How do you feel about getting best show of the year? Best show of the year over Joe Rogan and Howard Stern. How do you feel about that?
I feel great.
Do you have anything to say to your fans out there?
It's an accomplishment. Well, thanks for tuning in, and we'll keep trying to make the show bigger and better, so you can keep tuning in.
What do you think? Do you think Joe and Howard are upset with us, or do you think...
I don't think so.
You don't think they're going to give us a congratulations text?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, Robin, I'm upset. This is bullshit, Robin. Me, Howard Stern. Hey, Robin, you know why they call this the M25 show? Because it ripped me off 25 times a show.
Oh, goodness gracious.
That's bullshit awards. I'm out of here, Robin.
They took over Alberto's stream.
Yeah, man. Whoa, what happened here, man? I got taken over.
You know what's funny, Eddie? They took over. Howard Stern took over Alberto's stream and forgot to change his name.
Yeah. Man, he just took over. Just cut off my... He took Eddie out, and then he just took over my stream.
Yeah,
Where are you going to put your Birdie Award? This is a big accomplishment, Eddie. It took 9 years, but we finally won one.
It took nine years, but we finally got an award show.
I'll put it next to my Jaguar.
Why don't you put it on the hood of your Jaguar? Take the Jaguar off and put this on there.
Oh, boy.
Drive around
proudly. Take the Jaguar off and put the the birdie right there.
There you go. Yes, I was telling Alberto next year our budget will be a little better. So
and the panel will be taking better notes.
The panel, yes. That's right.
We had too many categories with only one nominee.
Well, you don't understand. There were other ones, but since we're on time, you know, I had to, you know, we're on a budget right now. So next year you will hear the nominees in the categories and then the winner. So
I think I got hacked.
Eddie, you just did not get hacked.
Eddie, you forgot.
You can't say you just.
You forgot.
How did you get hacked?
Everything should just shut down for no reason.
Why did you come back?
Why?
Yes. Because Eddie's a trooper.
Because I'm part of the show. That's why I came back.
Come on, Alberto. You know more than if Eddie had a chance to split, he's gone like the wind.
I'm part of the show. That's why I came back.
There's a reason we thought it was intentional. He just turned off his computer.
No, it wasn't intentional.
This is why Eddie came back. Until he gets this in his hands, he'll start splitting. But Eddie, are you surprised that you beat out these two other podcasters or radio personalities or whatever they are?
I just thank the panel. Panel for believing in us.
I'm shocked.
Eddie, do you want to thank the panel for giving you the award over these two guys?
Yes, thanks to the
one man
guild.
To the one man panel.
Hey, next year, I'm telling you, it's good. Our budget's gonna be better. We may go up to Hollywood and have it there. You never know. Things happen.
We're gonna rent out the Dobley.
We're gonna rent out the Dobley and have the birdies there.
We'll have an old champagne carpet.
Start on the Walk of Fame.
Yeah, we may even kick the Academy out, and we'll do our show instead.
Maybe they'll give us a star, huh?
Hey, you never know, Eddie. M25 show on the Walk of Fame.
Well, you can buy the star. Everybody buys it.
Alberto.
Oh, really?
At first, it's something like this, and then it's the Walk of Fame. You never know.
Eddie, it is true. It is bought up, but I don't think by the person. I think they have like fan clips or something. They buy it.
Oh,
there is a purchase. It's not like it's not like they just give it to them.
So if anybody out there is our fan and want to buy us a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame, we will not stop you.
A star on the moon or something.
All right, guys. Well, remember, if you're watching the show on the or listening on the podcast or watching on the live stream or the restream, and you want a chance at winning an M25 show birdie next year, you got to be a guest on the show, and you got to put on a show when you come on. So don't. If you want to be a guest, you could either contact us on our Facebook page through inbox on the Steve, Eddie, Alberto, Alyssa Facebook page. On Instagram, on the page called the M25 Show, or you could email it, and Alberto will give you the email address. The email address, Alberto, for people that want to get on the show or book the show.
All right.
What is it? The M25Show@gmail.com?
MagpiePodcastNetwork@gmail.com.
I messed it up.
Well, yeah, I think you have the M25Show.
Yeah, but it's not for that. It's just I did it to have a different account for the Facebooks. So if you want to do email, message magpiepodcastnetwork@gmail.com and ask if you just say you want to be on the show, and we'll work on getting you on. Or the other ways too, through Facebook or Instagram. Those work too. And today, like Alberto said, today is the start of nominees will be put together for next year's 2024 Birdie Awards, Eddie.
Alrighty.
But I don't want to take any shine away from the people that won today for the 2023 M25 Show Birdie Awards. Congratulations. I will get a hold of you after the show, and we'll get these out to you as quickly as possible. And with that, Alberto.
Next day shipping?
Well, Eddie, we still got a budget, Eddie. Don't be getting too crazy over there. All right, let me see here. Brand, okay. You ready to get out here, Alberto?
Yep.
Visit our website at them25show.com for all information about our show. There it is right there, them25show.com. If you have any doubts, if you forget anything and links of YouTube or whatever, just remember them25show.com, and everything is there about us. And with that, thanks to our guest Warren Renfro for coming on. Thanks for people tuning in to watch the M25 Show Birdie Awards and whoever won. And we'll be back on Thursday.
Eddie Gandy.
Yes, Eddie, Thursday. And we have breaking news at SportsCenter, apparently. What happened, Eddie? Before we go, you got to tell everybody, since your phone is loud with the SportsCenter alert. What was the alert?
Let's see. Something about a hoops thing. Not important. East Bay was more than just a magazine for best basketball players.
Okay.
So okay, we'll end this. Let's get
nothing not breaking.
Eddie can read the story.
No, nothing.
All right. Now we're going to get out of here. We will see you guys.
That's all I said. This is just the headlines.
Okay. Well, people that are listening, that we got interrupted with the ESPN chime.
Yeah, show's over. Go to ESPN, read the story.
Yes, get the app on your phone, and you can see what Eddie does during the show. He's an ESPNer. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We'll see you Thursday, and we will be back. Eddie, how everybody feels about
I don't think it's going to be on purpose, but I have my doubts on Eddie. I don't think he'll be here on Thursday.
How many sick days do I have?
You only have a half left. And you can only use it after 3 p.m. That's Eastern and Pacific, Eddie. Don't be trying to figure it out.
Just not feeling good today.
You'll be okay by Thursday. Just keep taking your vitamins and hopefully. Stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to take some.
I'll check on you.
Yeah, I'm going to have some tequila.
There
right
it
now.
Is. Did you hear that beep?
That's Eddie's heart monitor.
Did you hear the beep, Eddie?
Yeah, it's reminding me to take my medicine.
No, is it your side or is it over here?
It's my side. No, I did hear that one. I did hear that.
So you don't know if it's over there or over here with me?
No, I did hear it, but I have to... Let me
see. You have to look for it? Yeah. Okay, ready, we got to get out of here so Eddie can go look for the beep.
Eddie has a hunt to do.
Eddie's going to get his Sherlock Holmes magnifying glass. He's going to look for the beep.
And his lantern.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. Let's get out of here.
Stupid reality again.